With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. One of our Hastings Raider Nation teams that got underway on Monday was the Hastings Raiders girls swimming and diving team under head coach Katie McAlpin. Coach McAlpin joined us after practice on Monday to talk a bit about this first week of Raider practices, and she first tells fans that she and the kids are very grateful that they have a chance to be in some sort of competitive format this fall.
Yeah, we talked about that this morning with the team. We had a team meeting, and you know, everybody had their masks on and they're all socially distanced, so we had 20 kids completely spread out in all the bleachers in the middle school pool, so it's cool that we have the space to be able to spread out that much. But just going through all the stuff that we have to do, you know, the mask stuff, the what we can and cannot do as far as what we can use, where you can go, whatever. So we told the girls, we're like, they asked a lot of questions, and why do we have to do this? I said, you know what, we're going to do whatever they tell us to do because we get to have a season, and that is the biggest thing for them to remember and for us as coaches to remember too, is we get to do this.
There's no doubt that Coach McAlpin had the Raiders off and swimming that first practice of the 2020 season on Monday morning, and we can all assume the girls felt it afterwards. It's all about getting in shape for those first meets of the year.
Well, they were a little tired, but they were very happy and excited to see each other. We did a quick little Zoom meeting last night just to kind of, you know, this is what you need to do when you're coming into the building, just kind of get them ready for it. And they were all super, like, calm and, I don't know, not really responding to anything and just sitting there and listening. I'm like, get excited, you guys! So they were better this morning.
Coach McAlpin notes that it's all about getting those kids ready for the first meets of the year, having those muscles in race shape, and getting that lineup set to go. The first week is vitally important to the blue and gold in the pool.
So we are going to, you know, try to push them a little bit the first week to get them back into swimming shape. And we're not doing dry land our first week. We usually do dry land, but just with all the COVID stuff and figuring out timing and groups and how we're going to do that, we're going to put that off till next week. But just, you know, having a lot of like open communication with them this week, you know, we'll do a team meeting every day. How's it going? Do you guys have questions? Things like that. But they did a Super 500 this morning, and as soon as I started writing it on the board, a couple kids are like, why are we doing that the first day? But they did it. They did great. They all made it through it, and we just reminded them that you're stronger now. You made it through it.
Swimming and diving, of course, has a couple of different events, and don't forget about the divers as well. So many disciplines are being tackled every single practice. And as Coach McAlpin tries to set a lineup, she wants to find the proper kids to put into the right slots to make sure the Raiders are successful in the Metro East Conference. So mixing up some distances during that first week of practice gives the staff a little look at who might fit where once the season begins.
Yeah, we kind of do a little bit of everything. So today we did a couple sprint sets. Wednesday is usually my distance day, so we kind of see where everybody's at when we push them out for a longer distance instead of just some sprint stuff. And we do race-specific stuff a couple of days, and that gives us a good idea of, you know, who needs to be where as far as, you know, which group they're going to be in. Since we have to split into groups this year, that's really weird too. But they were all great. They did what they needed to do, and some of them were getting super tired, which is fun to see them get tired too. They don't think it's very fun, but we love it as coaches standing up there watching, like, they're working hard. They were breathing heavy, and yeah, it was fun.
As we talked about with the Minnesota State High School League last week, for many of the teams, they'll be going with a strictly conference schedule. Coach McAlpin on how the schedule will look for the Raiders this year.
So we're doing all of our conference dual meets that we would normally do, and then they took three teams within the conference and we'll do three more meets with them. So we're only competing against our conference just to kind of keep everybody together and not spreading too far apart across the city. So we'll do that, and only our teams are allowed to be there, which is going to be super weird. It's going to be a really quiet swim meet, but if we get to do it, we'll do it.
And of course, at the forefront of all of our minds is the health and safety of our kids and coaches. Coach McAlpin and how the Raider coaching staff is keeping the kids healthy.
Well, everybody has to have their masks on unless they are exercising. Coaches have them on all the time. And just reminding them, you know, keep your distance from each other. Only four kids in a lane. When we're stopped at the wall, spread yourselves out. Just lots of reminders. And a lot of them are really good at it because they've been doing it for a while now. Back in the spring, they had to go through all of that. And they know that, you know, we get to do this. And we're going to do whatever it is we need to do. just lots of reminders and making sure that they're following all of our procedures.
That was head coach Katie McAlpin of the Hastings Raiders girls swimming and diving team, who have begun their practices for the 2020 season. For more fall, KDWA.com. Fall sports will begin live on KDWA Radio next Thursday, August 27th. That's when the Hastings Raiders boys and girls soccer teams hit the field for their first games of the year on the road in a doubleheader format at North St. Paul. We'll have your boys game at 5 o'clock p.m. with the girls to follow at 7 from Polar Stadium in North St. Paul. The second broadcast of the year will be on Saturday the 29th. The Hastings Raiders boys soccer team will travel to Matamidi. We'll have a recap of the girls game that will be during the Super Saver Radio Shopping Show, and then we'll have the kickoff to follow at noon on the 29th. The Raiders soccer teams will continue their road swing on KDWA on Tuesday the 1st of September. That's when the Raiders will travel to Henry Sibley and their brand new turf field in West St. Paul. A 5 p.m. start for the girls, 7 p.m. for the boys. Then the Raiders will open their home season, well, the boys anyway, at home against St. Thomas on Thursday the 3rd. In Minnesota and Wisconsin, you are again allowed to golf, which is very fun for many of us here in the Tri-County area that do play the game. And here are some of the golf clubs that are open with some contact information. Hastings Golf Club right in the middle of town, 651-437-4210. Emerald Greens Golf Course just west of town on Highway 55, 651-480-8558. Bellwood Golf Course, just south of Hastings, that is 651-437-4141. Hidden Greens Golf Course, also just south of Hastings, 651-437-3085. Just west of Hastings and a little further west of Emerald Greens on Highway 42, there is Rich Valley Golf Course on the way to Rosemount, 651-437-4653, the number for more. Right up the road on Highway 61, it's River Oaks Golf Course, right between Hastings and Cottage Grove, 651-438-2121 for more information on River Oaks. Clifton Highlands Golf Club, that is near Prescott, 715-262-5141. Their course also the home of the Prescott Cardinals. Gopher Hills Golf Course, just south of town in Meesville, 507-263-2507. And don't forget, after your round, to stop by one of our terrific restaurants in the area and take out some food to bring home. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.